Brittany Elizabeth Show, formerly known as the Once Upon Her Mind podcast. I am elated to be with you on today. So much I have to say. And it's been a long time and so much has changed. So much. Today, I plan to share with you where I am currently in my soul, where I am currently in this life, where I am currently in this body. Stay tuned. Woman is an essential part of man that had to be taken out of him and put on dry land so that he can see himself. It is important for women to understand their significance. Being a helpmate is not just domestic work or falling in the background just because the man is superior and has more clout or momentum in what he's doing. You're just as significant as a man, but you are not a man. You are an essential part of him. And when he looks you face to face, there is a mirror effect. If he does not like what he sees, it is because he does not like who he is. Nothing to do with you. I'm feeling sad, and it's not fair, but I'm going to leave it here. Is sadness a gift? Perspective shift. I am present, and I am worthy of naming my needs in the midst of this storm. Love me. Leave me. Leave me alone. Before this venom seeps on your throne, I'm dirty. Unclean. Do away with me, King. Rejected by civilian life. I want a new life, a new eye. Vision unstoppable. Up, up, and away. Bounce into gray, for everything is not black and white in this life. Maybe I'm crowning. Maybe I'm drowning. I am yet alive. Maybe I'm distant, so far away from me. I'm yet alive. But maybe, just maybe, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Alive I am. I cry because there are blue skies above me. I cry because I tried not to cry, because I am yet alive. I lie and I lie to keep from crying. No time to explain. It's the mundane approaching. I better maintain. What an adventure. That was a whole situation, right? I mean, I took y'all many places in such a short amount of time, but maybe you have an idea of where I am. Maybe, just maybe. I thought it'd be nice, and I thought it'd be fair to just bring you in on my perspective, my vantage point of life in this season. A lot has changed. A lot has shifted. So, here goes. I have 6 children. Oldest is 11, and then 9, getting ready to turn 10. 7, 5 getting ready to turn 6, 4 getting ready to turn 5, and 18 months getting ready to turn 19 months. and I am never bored. If you remember, I have a very ambitious husband, so I am never bored. But what I have found here recently is what I like to call the blankie in the work. And I've seen it in scripture a lot of times, but it seems like God gives us a piece of comfort to keep us going, and then he gives us our life's work, and they both intertwine. And the comfort is what keeps us full steam ahead with our life's work. David was a mighty man of God. He was a valiant man. He was a warrior. He slayed giants, and he was a man of war, and he was successful. But at the same time, David was a poet. He was a songwriter. He was a singer. He was a musician. He was a dancer. And I believe those were his quote-unquote blankies. And so in this season, God has given me a blankie to go along with my life's work, because our life's work stretches us to capacity. And oftentimes when we are trying to do our life's work without God, it feels like it's going to slay us. And I've had to learn that within this season. I've had to exit some situations. I've had to be removed from situations. I have removed myself from some situations, and they have been the most difficult things I've had to go through to let go and to move forward. And I've hurt some people in this season, which has hurt me. But ultimately, I believe that moving forward is best. If you are a person of faith, you probably have the understanding that faith is always forward. Now faith. Now faith. Faith is now. And so, in the midst of my tears, in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of those pockets of grace and joy that I get to experience, that I choose to experience, not that they're not always there, I choose faith, that now faith. Whew. Sometimes it is so necessary to just exhale, and I am also learning in this season that it is safe for me to exhale. That I am perfectly safe being me. That I am safe when I show up as Brittany Elizabeth. That I am most vulnerable for attack when I show up as the representative of Brittany Elizabeth. And I have done that for so many years. And I am, quite frankly, tired of being sick and tired. Sick and tired of being sick and tired, I think is how that phrase goes. I am learning that my perspective and my vantage point are important, and they are necessary, and that God sees that I am valuable, that my mind is valuable, that my thoughts are valuable, and that I have the ability to make sound decisions for myself. What freedom lies ahead for me? What freedom lies ahead for you? So I'm excited about choosing every day to be present fully, to show up as me, and to release my perspective and my vantage point to the world. I want to take you on one last adventure before I close this episode. And I had the privilege of being a part of a gathering online with the organization Artist And, led by two phenomenal women, Crystal Wells and Nicole Witt. They are both songwriters out of Nashville, Tennessee. And what I can say about these women are, well, what I can say about these women is that they have done the work. Not only have they done the work, they are doing the work in their souls daily. Not perfect women, but women who understand how necessary it is to show up fully themselves and be present. So I'm going to close with an excerpt, if you will, of my thoughts during a guided meditation in this gathering that I was a part of with the organization Artist And. You don't want to miss this. This is a very fantastical adventure. Stay tuned. Okay, just a backdrop of what I'm about to share. The writing exercise that I participated in was a guided meditation, but its premise was to help us meet up with our younger self. And there was to be an exchange between the two of you. And so what I'm about to share with you is what I saw, what I experienced during the great exchange with Brittany. Here goes. I arrived on a flying swan to a meadow of exotic fuchsia and magenta colored flowers. I glided off the swan into the flowers and the meadow. The meadow became so small, I appeared to be a giant, but I knew I was there to rest. So I lie down on my back and immersed myself in the flowers. And I felt as if I was lying on a memory foam mattress, but it also felt like I was lying in it at the same time. When all of a sudden I was greeted by little me, about 7 years old, in an outfit I hated in 1997. It was a navy blue t-shirt and lavender shorts that were too big in the waist and belted with a black leather braided belt with white tube socks and brown sandals. Little Brittany was so small that she fit in the palm of my hand. We shared a sandwich and a cool drink. It was like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and some lemonade. Little Brittany gave me a locket with half a heart inside. And I shared a phrase with her. What I told her is, "You are enough." And what she told me in return when she gave me the locket with the other half of the heart was, "Here, this is the part of your heart that you thought you were missing." Thank you for tuning in to the Brittany Elizabeth Show. It has been an honor to share my heart and my life with you. You are safe to be you. I am safe to be me. Your perspective and your vantage point is necessary. Make sure that you check out the show notes or the description of this podcast episode to check out my blog. It's called I Am Safe. I wrote a blog post about what safety looks like, or how we are safe even when it doesn't feel like it. Also there, you'll be able to visit my, I have a specific word for this. It's my store, but what is it called? I was just being super extra. My shopping plaza on my blog's website as well. And thank you for listening to this episode. And for that, I am giving you a special 10% off your purchase of the I Am Safe t-shirt or the Safe t-shirt. Again, it's been my pleasure to share my life with you. Hope that you have a phenomenal day. Come back to see me. All right? Will you do that? Come back to see me. I look forward to hearing from you all. Send me a voice. What is this called? Like a voice message or comment some kind of way. I don't know, social media, or hadn't quite figured all this out yet, but I would love to hear from you and some of your experiences. Have a great day.